Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I had so much more juice on talking about LeBron James' comments post-game after the Lakers got eliminated. I think I'm already annoyed by the layoff season with LeBron James, including J.J. Redick and his little temper tantrum yesterday.
Oh, you're always annoyed by J.J. Redick. Yeah. What else is new there?
And it does feel like somehow both the haters and the guys who thought he was going to be a great coach, it does feel like both sides somehow get vindicated here. Because he did get a team that was massively overhauled. What was that? Carry the two, 2 months away from the playoffs. He did get them to a top four seed. At the same point, he got out coached. I mean, in circles.
De-pantsed. To have Luka and LeBron and not even threatened in that series. Like that was, it's not a win for JJ Redick. And in fact, I mean, you can make an argument. The biggest loser out of the whole entire series was JJ Redick.
Yeah, this feels like the way this is set up. It feels like the Darvin Ham, where okay, you kind of overshot things this year, and so next year, if you're a 44 win team and miss the playoffs, JJ is going to get fired.
I think he just lost a lot of people with how he treated the media in that whole interaction.
Yeah,
where he just basically tried to undress the person asking the question as if they're an idiot for asking the question about why did you play all five guys for a whole second half of a game that's never been done before, Nick.
I mean, in fairness, that's how JJ treated the media when he was in the media.
Yes, and to see him, but all throughout this stretch here when the Lakers are playing good basketball, though, he seems so much more congenial. He seems so much better at it all. And like you can tell, maybe this is why he was so angry when he was in the media. You can tell when things aren't going very well for him, it's just a bad dude to be around.
So this is where we are. Like LeBron was asked last night, hey, what do you think about the rest of your career? Are you thinking about retiring?
Yeah.
Will you come back next year? I think was the literal question. And it was, he did the thing LeBron has done for the last 4 years, where he's given no one any earthly idea that he's going to retire. And yet he did the, I got to go home, talk to my family, and we're going to have a good conversation. And we're talking about how much longer I want to play. Nobody on the planet. We kind of jokingly asked Fedor at 420, which, guys, if you missed it, a lot of really good stuff there on Darius's health, a lot of really good stuff just across the way on this team and kind of heading into the playoff or heading into the Indiana series. 420, if you want to listen back on the free Odyssey app using the rewind function, we kind of sarcastically asked him, so like, is LeBron going to retire?
Yeah.
Because that's just like, none of us believe. If the most shocking thing LeBron could ever do is if LeBron actually just retired today with no fanfare and just walked away.
No, but LeBron's smart, and he understands that if he talks about retirement, then instead of talking about him failing last night, they're just going to talk about him retiring.
Now, I think that's what's interesting, because in part of Chris's answer of course he's not retiring, was LeBron isn't going to want to go out like that.
Right. He's Jeter in his final year with the Yankees. He wants to go to the Astros and have them present him with cowboy boots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he wants the farewell tour.
Well, but I think, like, I think part of what Chris was saying was he doesn't want to go out on a team that gets gentlemanly swept in the first round of
playoffs.
I mean,
that might just be his reality, though. He's
that's kind of what I was thinking.
He's 2-12 in his last 14 playoff games.
Yeah, which it's wild.
2-12.
LeBron has played in 292 playoff games in his career.
It's an amazing number.
And I think he's got a .633 career winning percentage in the playoffs. And I think Michael's got like a .636 winning percentage in his career in the playoffs. But I actually don't know. I think if you have a real offseason, if you actually go get a rim protector and get another shooter in there, I think LeBron and Luka can do a hell of a lot more than they did this year. It's just, I don't know if they can do it with J.J. Redick.
I mean, I think if they didn't have Luka, I have no reason to think that LeBron would want to come back outside of the adulation of it all. Like, if they didn't have Luka, what
and
is
the
he,
$50 million?
What is he? Well, yeah, okay, $50 million is nice. The man's worth $1 billion. You know what I mean? Like if he is he going to continue to just go ahead and play for money at that point? Because I don't know that he will. Especially when the wink, wink across the NBA is at the moment that he retires, all of a sudden he gets that expansion team that they're going to have in Las Vegas. Like, he's got a lot of money waiting for him. The moment that he retires, he'll be fine. I look at it like, can your legacy be helped? And with Luka, it potentially can. If Luka wasn't on the team, what are you doing outside of just, I don't know, playing in a rec league, essentially?
Well, and it was interesting. He gave the typical LeBron-coded answer. Actually, I do want to play that. When LeBron was asked about his thoughts on what has to happen with the team, this I do think belies that this offseason might not just be about will he play next year or not.
How many more years will we see you play?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play.
So just go ahead and cut that one off. That's the wrong one. That's about will he, you know, how many more years do you want to play?
Sure.
I think when he was asked about, like, okay, where do you get the team from here? Where do they need to go? This tells a lot, too.
No comment. I never say that because my guy AD said what he needed, and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment. I put that uniform on every night. I gave everything I had, and that's all that matters.
Now there's some tongue in cheek there. He was trying to be funny, and LeBron's not funny, but he does try to be funny.
It's interesting. He was in like a good mood after that happened.
So what was interesting to me is he does have a no movement clause, which I think is pretty interesting. It wouldn't surprise me if the Lakers decided the best path forward going into next year with Luka is a path without LeBron.
All right, what's that look like?
I don't know, because I was trying to figure out, like, where does, like, if you said, where does Kevin Durant go? It's like, just get traded to OKC and get them over the hump and then retire.
Right, or you talk about, like, we've brought up Ja Morant. Send him to Miami.
Yeah.
We can find a team for LeBron. You can find a team for LeBron as well. I don't know how that makes the Lakers any better. And if I'm Luka, I'm pretty mad. The thing about LeBron is he was actually really – he was pretty good this year. LeBron didn't play bad basketball. He just didn't have a lot of players around him. Lakers had no depth. They had no rim protection. They just weren't very good as a collective. But it wasn't LeBron's fault. He was playing really good basketball, especially up until the part that they got Luka.
I do think it's funny, though, that people have called back to the Mark Williams deal and being like, if the Lakers don't call that off, this series would have looked so different. No, it wouldn't. No. I hate to be this guy because, again, we're going to bring it right back to J.J. Redick. He just got outcoached. He got embarrassed.
You got outcoached. You didn't have enough players, too. And then the idea that Luka and LeBron were supposed to fit like a glove in 2 months was also kind of wildly aggressive by everyone to think.
Yeah, I think with a player thing, like, you still have LeBron and you have Luka. This thing, and granted, Luka was just getting abused all over the court, like, and there's the questions of does Luka need to lose. There's so many different things here that I think are really, really interesting. But, yeah, I mean, I guarantee you one of the three conversations that has to happen is what could we get for LeBron
that market looks like? LeBron go open bidding and LeBron says, I just want to play somewhere. I guess it's a package deal. Bronny comes too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get Bronny and LeBron.
Add another $1.5 million in the, the trade kicker.
It'd be really awkward if they traded LeBron and Bronny was still like in the Lakers G League fighting for a spot, getting like rotational minutes. So we'll make it a package deal. Who's in competition here?
Yeah, the funny thing is,
then pay him the $50 million, by the way.
Well, and so here's the thing. I actually think there would be no shortage of teams. I think it's more like, where would LeBron actually go? Like, would you have to trade him across town?
Because he wants to stay in L.A. for sure.
Is it, okay, Golden State? Do you do LeBron for Jimmy Butler? Does that make you better?
None of it makes sense because it's not gonna happen. I mean, J.J. Redick knows. They just need more players, and they need Luka and LeBron can win. I don't know that they'll ever win a title, but they can win.
Well, I kind of feel like, I just think it's really interesting. Like, okay, Luka and Kyrie with a bunch of role players got to the finals. What are the role players that get you with Luka and LeBron? right? Like it is one, at least one rim protector, like a really good.
He's gonna have guys that he trusts. I mean, JJ Redick, he didn't even trust all starting five. He was putting them out there. He trusted four guys in that series. And it's amazing that Austin Reeves ended up being one of them, but that's where we ended up with that.
So Austin Reeves not good in that series.
No, but he was so good during that final stretch of the regular season. Like, people started to believe Austin Reeves was like a legitimate part of a big three. That's how good he was.
Dustin in DC putting in a Jim Dangle gif of when he got new boots.
Yeah.
And saying LeBron going to Houston for the retirement tour.
That's right.
To one up Jeter.
Astros gave Jeter these signature Houston Astros boots, and they had like the two engraved in them. But I was also like, they're way too much Houston for Derek Jeter there. You think Derek Jeter's ever wearing these boots? Well, yeah, they go on these big fantastical tours, and the Jeter one was so funny because it was like, I think he thought Astros fans were just going to be like, this is the greatest thing ever, and nobody cared.
But here's the thing. The NBA, the retirement tour for LeBron has to be more gaudy than a baseball retirement tour, right?
Well, especially because LeBron's impacted the game itself so much more than Jeter did.
I mean, a pair of cowboy boots doesn't get it done for LeBron.
But he goes to, like, Washington, for instance. What are the Wizards going to do for him outside of potentially give him something that... they can't do that many things.
Give him some shares in Potter World?
Yeah, like, I don't know. What do you want him... Do you want him to give him, is there like a minimum price tag on the LeBron retirement tour gift?
Oh, I mean, it's James, what do the Cavs James give him? Harden's duffel bag.
Yeah. What do the Cavs give him?
I mean, there's got to be a statue, right?
Is that the unveiling of the LeBron statue,
like,
outside the Rocket?
His last game here, and that's going to be randomly in like December.
Yeah.
Or do you just retire?
It's weird.
Do you retire LeBron's jersey? Because you don't usually give this kind of thing away when a guy's still playing for another team. Do you just retire his jersey there? I like that. What did the Cavs get LeBron when he retires in his retirement tour? I don't think you can go big enough with LeBron.
I'm just trying to think of what the most massive thing you can do. Like, the biggest display. You might be right. Retire his jersey early for Cleveland.
The statue. Like, those are two things that if you milk the LeBron thing
But then you take away the idea that, like, 5 years from now or 3 years from now, whenever you need it, If your attendance isn't great, everyone comes out for a LeBron retirement jersey.
I think that's where you're right. Like, because I was thinking about that, and I was like, well, why would you give those things away? Because, I mean, honestly, even if the Cavs win a championship this year with this team, 2 years from now, when LeBron comes back, you're selling out that building, and the tickets are going to be through the roof.
What should be mandatory? They should put the LeBron James Sherwin Williams sign back up for that like stretch that he's there for the final game, like that one week. That should all be, it should be the old image too, by the way, and that should exist for a week.
Didn't they break that and tear that down?
Well, yeah, and now the Cavs have it. Like, it's
I was
not
being
like,
a literal Louie there. That's on me, dog.
A little bit. It's so funny. You make fun of literal Louie. I can't even say it right. You make fun of them consistently.
And then occasionally
But then
I'll
occasionally
be
you are one, yeah.
That's because 100% of the time I'm Hungarian, and we're all literal Louies. 216-474-0092. What's the right retirement tour gift for the Cavs to give LeBron James when he finally does retire? It sure as hell won't be this year.
I just love the idea of the hurdle for you was, well, they tore that down. We can't recreate that.
I thought they busted it up, but I'm like,
we can't recreate. We can't possibly.
I guess you can reprint it.
That technology doesn't exist.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.